Unit 9. Speaking Activity 2.
Do you think luck is important in life?
Okay, let me see. Well, I always wish my friends good luck before an exam or job interview, so I suppose that does mean I believe in it to some extent. What about you?
Me too. And I really believe it makes a difference. I always carry a... Oh, I'm not sure how to say this in English. It's a little thing that is supposed to be lucky. It's a silver bead that my grandmother gave me. If I did an exam without it, I know I would fail.
Do you mean that you actually think it affects your success in the exam?
Well, yes, I do.
Well, I suppose I do too, now I come to think of it. I have things I always do, like wearing the same socks and walking on the same side of the street on the way to the exam.
How much does luck contribute to success in sporting events?
Well, it's difficult to say, but not so much, in my opinion. I mean, other things are more important, like... I can't remember the word. How well you can do things like hit the ball or passing in football.
But in tennis, for example, you often see that for one player, the ball hits the top of the... what's it called? You know, the long thing that divides the court into two halves. And the ball doesn't go over. That's to do with luck, if you ask me.
So, you think luck is more important?
No, not always. What I meant was that in some sports, it can play quite an important role. I'm very superstitious. There are a lot of things that I avoid doing, like stepping on the lines on the pavement or walking under those things that you use to climb up to paint the house. And if I do, my English friends tell me to say, bread and butter.
Why?
Well, as far as I know, it's supposed to stop anything terrible happening to you.
But perhaps some superstitions are logical.
What do you mean?
What I'm trying to say is that sometimes there really is a danger. For example, the painter could drop something and it could fall on you and cause some kind of harm or damage to you physically.
Do superstitions ever stop people doing things they might enjoy or benefit from?
I'm sorry, did you say enjoy?
Yes.
Right. I suppose they do, but I would never decide not to go on a trip or something because it was on the 13th of the month.
So, what you're saying is that if you go to the airport and the airline gave you seat 13D on the plane, you would still go?
Well, I might feel a bit, not exactly afraid, but kind of a bit worried and uncomfortable. But it wouldn't stop me flying.